Welcome to Spare Times, the news and notes of the Raleigh Outlaws bowling team of April 21, 2023, by Ginger Rush, editor. The content of this program is intended for persons who are blind and print impaired. It has been edited for currency clarity and time constraints. I'm Dick Hayden, volunteer reader at the North Carolina Reading Service. Just a few quick notes regarding our tournament and end of the season dinner. See below. If you have information that you'd like shared, please let me know as early as possible. You can reach me at 919-389-5596, says Ginger. That's her cell number. And her email address is outlawtaxi@gmail.com. Please like us on Facebook. The Raleigh Outlaws has a Facebook page. And it is liking us is the quickest way to get updated announcements. Go to Facebook and search for the Raleigh Outlaws Bowling League, and then like the page. The ABBA National Tournament information. We have vans reserved for the trip. The cost to ride the van will be $150 per person. We need a non-refundable deposit of $75 by May 13. The rest will be due upon departure. We will leave on Wednesday morning, May 24, and return on Monday, May 29. The Outlaw Invitational. We will host our Outlaw Invitational Tournament this year on Saturday, May 6. The entry fee will be $40. Deadline for tournament entries will be Monday, April 24. Please let Ginger know as soon as possible if you plan to bowl. We will make arrangements to collect the money. We also plan to host a youth tournament, if there is enough interest. Contact Renee Benton at Giggles Benton, G-I-G-G-L-E-S, GigglesBenton at yahoo.com, if you have kids interested in bowling. She would like to know, as soon as possible, how many kids to expect. Don't forget about the bake sale and the 50-50 raffle. If you cannot bake, please feel free to get someone to bake something for you. We want to have plenty on the table. The Tournament Planning Committee will occur on Tuesday, May the 2nd at 7 o'clock p.m. at Sharon's house. For our out-of-town friends, we prefer that you mail your entry fees to us in no later than Monday, April 24. Please mail them to our treasurer, Miriam Dixon, 761 Bishop's Park, number 103, Raleigh, NC, 27605. Also, please email your list of names to me at outlawtaxi@gmail.com or text them to me at 919-389-5596, no later than Monday, May 1. I need names, averages, and vision status for each bowler. As usual, we will present the Willie Robinson Award at the tournament. This is the 21st year that this award will be given. It's named for Willie Robinson, one of the founding members of the Raleigh Outlaws. Willie passed away in December of 1998, and we honor his memory with this award each year. It is a volunteer service award and will be presented to a person who promotes blind bowling in their community. Anyone may nominate someone for this award. All nominations are due in by May 1, 2023 via email to outlawtaxi@gmail.com. If you want to nominate someone, please just let us know the person's name, what the person has done to promote blind bowling, and what other volunteer and community service they have been involved in their community. Our annual end of the season dinner will be held on Saturday, May 13. From 5 to 8 p.m. at Emmanuel Baptist Church, 2100 Noble Road in Raleigh. The meal will be catered, and there will be a charge of $10 per person for the dinner. Please see Sharon B. on or before May 6, the day of our tournament, and pay your $10 so that we can get an accurate count for how much food that we need. There will be no tickets sold at the door. Valuable training. CPR has been scheduled for the June 17, 2023 date on the GMS campus in the dining hall. The first session at 10 a.m., then lunch at noon, and then a second session at 1. Each session is limited to a maximum of 12 individuals, and registration is $10. People who are interested in this training should contact Ricky Scott. Telephone number 919-673-8300. You're invited to join the Triangle Steppers or join Abler, A-B-L-R, and 321 Coffee at the 18th annual Triangle Vision Walk scheduled for 9:30 a.m. Saturday, April 29 of this year. It'll be at Pullen Park at 520 Ash Avenue in Raleigh, North Carolina. Purpose is to raise donations for the Foundation Fighting Blindness and to take part in this year's Triangle Vision Walk. As we said, it will be in Raleigh on April the 29th. The Foundation Fighting Blindness's goal is clear and focused: to drive the research that would lead to prevention, treatment, and vision restoration for the entire spectrum of degenerative retinal diseases, specifically macular degeneration, including age-related macular degeneration, retinitis pigmentosa, Usher syndrome, Stargardt disease, and Leber congenital amaurosis, LCA. These conditions affect more than 10 million Americans, including members of the Abler team. That's why 321 Coffee and Abler are leveraging our networks to help raise money for this cause and show the world what is possible when you have disability inclusion. If you want to make a difference today, join or support our team. For more information and to register, click on the links in this section of your email copy of this newsletter. The Wake Federation of the Blind is holding a fundraiser on April 29th as well, and that's so you can work up an appetite at the Vision Walk and then participate. The fundraiser is at Zaxby's Restaurant at 8812 Harvest Oaks Drive in Raleigh between the hours of 2 and 6 p.m. The Federation will receive 10% of all sales generated as long as we turn in 50 of the flyers during those hours. The flyer is attached to this copy of the email, and there should be some available at the restaurant. So grab one after the walk, turn it in, and add an extra 10% of your tip of your ticket for your meal as a donation to the group. The Federation is also participating in the Belk Charity Day, May 5 through 7, with the pre-sale beginning April 25 through May 4. See any Federation member for tickets. They're $5, and they get you $5 off your purchase, plus a 25% discount. Now, here's some information about attractions in the area near the ABBA National Tournament site in Cincinnati, Northern Kentucky, that some members have gone to in the past. Most of them used Uber to get there, as it was very reasonable, costing about $25 or less for four people to ride together. I'll give you the names and some of the other information. There'll be more coming in more detail when we get closer to the event. The Turfway Park and Racing Gaming, this is horse racing, 7500 Turfway Road, Florence, Kentucky, 41042, phone number 859-371-0200. The Second Sights Spirits Distillery and Lounge at 301 Elm Street, Ludlow, Kentucky, 41016, phone number 859-488-7866. Taste of Cincinnati, this event is held over Memorial Day weekend, May 28th through 30th, at the downtown Cincinnati Street, 5th Street in downtown Cincinnati. Excuse me, I said that wrong. See more information on the web for additional information for you at www.tasteofcincinnati.com. Newport on the Levee at 1 Levee Way, Newport, Kentucky, 41071. The Newport Aquarium. Phone number 810-406-3474. It has been named one of the best aquariums in the United States. BB Riverboats. Experience Cincinnati and the Ohio River on a day or evening cruise aboard a riverboat. 800-261-8586. Website www.bdriverboats.com. The National Underground Railroad Freedom Center, located at 50 East Freedom Way, Cincinnati, Ohio. 45202. Phone number is 513-333-7500. Website www.freedomcenter.org. The Creation Museum and Ark Encounter at 1 Ark Encounter Drive, Williamstown, Kentucky. www.arkencounter.com. And the Hollywood Casino in Lawrenceburg, Indiana, 777 Hollywood Boulevard, Lawrenceburg, Indiana, 47025. www.hollywoodindiana.com is the web address. And also recommended by the Cincinnati League were a couple of chili restaurants that they are known for in terms of their quality and customer appreciation. First is the Gold Star Chili, and second is the Skyline Chili. They're both a little different, and they're both great, and you'll get a taste of chili Cincinnati way. As you can see, there'll be plenty of things to do when you're not bowling. The tournament committee is planning on having a hospitality room at the hotel on Friday and Saturday night. And Sandy McDaniel will let you know more about this when she sends out information for the tournament or in the tournament information letter. As she says, looking forward to another great tournament and hope to see you all there. Yours, Sandy McDaniel, ABBA Tournament Director. SandyMcDan01@yahoo.com or telephone 386-576-6413. Next up is the I Shine Foundation. They're looking for board members. Their mission is to provide fun, social, and recreational activities for youth with visual impairments and hearing loss here in the Triangle and beyond. I Shine is a 501c3 nonprofit organization. They host free monthly activities for youth with visual impairments. The iShine program fosters social skills, community independence, self-confidence, and improved quality of life. These important skills are closely correlated to later success in life and future employability. The board of directors meets once a month to plan events for our iShine kiddos. Any person interested in fostering opportunities for kids is invited to complete a nomination form. If you or someone you know are interested in learning more about or applying for a position on the board, please send an email to Kim Hudson to request an application at the ishinefoundation@gmail.com. Salutations, GMS AA family and friends. This coming to you from the Alumni Association. We are pleased to announce some of the 2023 convention details. The event will be held August 11 through 13. We will be staying at the Homewood Suites, 5400 Homewood Banks Drive, Raleigh, NC 27612. Room rates are $115 per night, King Suite, $125 per night, Double Bed Suite. 13.25% tax. Please call the hotel directly at 919-785-1131 to make your reservation and ask for the GMSAA block. The hotel does not offer shuttle service, so you will have to arrange your own ride to and from the train bus station. The last day to book your room is July 20th. We are bringing the Talent Showcase back for the 2023 After Luncheon event. Anyone that would like to participate in the Talent Showcase should contact Mr. George Littlejohn at 816-825-0303. It says here, no later than 10 p.m. I think George likes to go to sleep. Or send an email to George at the following address, sweetbaby1964@gmail.com. Sweet Baby, yeah, that's SUITEBABY 1964 at gmail.com. Further and final convention details are to be announced in coming months. Looking forward to seeing you in August. This from the GMSAA Convention Committee. They've included in your email of copy of this newsletter their membership/registration form. That'll be looking for you to fill in your first name and last name, your address, phone number, and email address, and then check whichever one or ones apply below for your membership activity. The first one is, I am paying my annual membership dues of $20, or I am an annual member and plan to attend the convention, and that's $60. I am a guest who will attend the convention, that's $85, and you check for that one. Or I am a paid lifetime member and will be attending the convention, that's $50. You should mail this to GMSAAI, P.O. Box 61434, Raleigh, North Carolina, 27661. You can use PayPal, and the link to that is gmsaai.org. Lifetime membership is currently $300. Membership rates are subject to change. And the annual membership dues are $20. Now, there's something more about membership in the group, the Governor Moorhead Alumni Membership. Because we have found that a lot of people have changed their telephone numbers and moved and changed their home address, the GMSAAI is asking each member to fill out a new application to update their contact information. Please email the following to Lawrence Carter, Membership Chair, at yellowdog@bellsouth.net. Yellow Dog is not yellow, but yallow, yallowdogg, at bellsouth.net. Lawrence would like your name, address, home phone number, work phone number, if any, cell phone number, and email address. Also, he would like you to tell us about yourself. If you're a former student, what year or years did you attend? If you're a former employee, the year or years you were employed. If you're just an interested party, well, what is the source of your interest? Lawrence also notes that if you would like to pay your dues, you can do so at this time. Just make a check or money order, any amount of $20 paid to GMSAAI, and mail it to GMSAAI, Inc., that's I-N-C, P.O. Box 61434, Raleigh, N.C., 27661. The James Benton Achievement Award Scholarship applications are now open. The scholarship will award four $1,000 scholarships to students with a disability recognized by the ADA. Applicants must be residents of the city of Raleigh and must be enrolled in or have been accepted to an accredited undergraduate post-secondary school, college, trade school, or other institution of higher learning. The selection of scholarship recipients shall be based upon academic performance, financial need, character, school, and community activities, honors or awards, and the ability to express oneself in written form, personal motivation, and or leadership potential. Are you ready to apply? Submit your application online. Click on the link in your email copy of this newsletter. Please submit your application no later than Wednesday, May 31st at 5 p.m. Questions can be directed to the staff liaison, that is Demetrius Edwards. And Demetrius's email address is demetrius.edwards, E-D-W-A-R-D-S, at RaleighNC.gov. The Raleigh Audio Dart League has a tournament, and it's been scheduled. What's the deal here? It's going to be on Saturday, June the 10th. From 9 a.m. to around 4 p.m. Mm-hmm. Location will be at Emmanuel Baptist Church Fellowship Hall, 2100 Noble Road, Raleigh, NC, 27608. Registration and entry fees, $60 for three games, $50 for two games, $25 for one game. Early registration. All participants who register on or before June 3rd will be entered into a drawing for a $50 Visa gift card. The drawing will be held on the day of the tournament, and you must be present in order to win. Payment options. Registration and entry fees and lunch payments can be made via Cash App, PayPal, or in-person, cash only. Please submit all in-person payments to John or Alicia Ingram or Julius Artis. Cash App information, the account holder, Alicia Ingram, that's for those who don't know, Alicia, A-L-I-C-I-A. The cash tag name, dollar sign, uppercase letters R-A-D-L-N-C. Telephone number 323-839-3530. PayPal information, account holder, Alicia Ingram. Organization name, Raleigh Audio Dart League. Email address, radelnc301@gmail.com. Here's the game schedule. Game 1, a 301 countdown, individual, 9 rounds, double elimination. Game 2, I gotcha, individual, 12 rounds. Game 3, 301 countdown, random pairs, 8 rounds, double elimination. Partners for Game 3 will be selected in a random drawing. Cash prize payouts to game winners. Game 1, 301 countdown, individual, first prize $75, second prize $50, third prize $25, and the highest ton $25. Game 2, I gotcha, individual, first prize $75, second prize $50, third prize $25, and highest ton $25. Game 3, 301 countdown, pairs. First prize, $150. Second prize, $100. Third prize, $50. And the highest ton, $25. The lunch sale fundraiser. The cost, $8 per lunch. Lunch contents, one hamburger or cheeseburger, choice of beef or turkey patty, one bag of chips, choice of Frito-Lay products, one cookie, choice of chocolate chip or oatmeal, one drink, choice of soda, Gatorade, or water. If you have any questions, please feel free to contact a member of the RADL leadership team for additional information. Well, who are those people? Well, they're as follows. President is John Ingram, phone number 919-227-6428. Secretary Treasurer, Alicia Ingram, telephone 323-839-3530. And Vice President, Julius Artis, A-R-T-I-S, phone number 919-449-4645. Excuse me. Next up, the 2022-23 Braille Literacy Grant. The Friends of the NCS Accessible Books and Library Services seek to award two separate grants of up to $1,000 to address Braille literacy among children and adults in North Carolina. Proposals are expected to address the needs of children and or adults who are visually impaired in Braille literacy efforts such as, but not limited to, training, services, education, and outreach. The Braille Literacy Grant has been established to fill a gap in funding for Braille training programs and services. Financial need is a priority. The individual and organization grant applications are available online and as print download documents to be submitted by U.S. Mail. The grant portal is now open. The application deadline for proposals submitted online or by U.S. Mail is May 1. The Braille Literacy Grant applications, along with additional information, can be found at Braille Literacy Grant Information, Friends of the North Carolina Library for the Blind and Physically Handicapped, by clicking on the link in your email copy of this newsletter. Email questions about the Braille Literacy Grant and or the application process to info@fncabls.org. And now, some recipes that will bowl you over, frankly. First one sounds interesting, Congo bars. The ingredients for this, 1 cup, that would be 2 sticks of butter at room temperature, 2 cups of brown sugar, packed, 3 large eggs at room temperature, 1 tablespoon of vanilla extract, 1 teaspoon of kosher salt, 2 teaspoons of baking soda, 2.5 cups of all-purpose flour, 1.5 cups of semi-sweet chocolate chunks. I got carried away on my chocolate there. And 1 cup of milk chocolate chips. I like those especially. Preparation. Preheat the oven to 350 degrees Fahrenheit. Line a 9 by 13 inch baking dish with parchment paper and grease with nonstick spray. Set it aside. In a large mixing bowl, beat together the butter and brown sugar with an electric mixer on medium speed for 2 minutes. Add the eggs, vanilla, salt, and baking powder, and then mix to combine, scraping down the sides of the bowl. Reduce the mixer to low and then add flour. Mix until just combined. Stir in the chocolate chunks and the chocolate chips. Transfer dough to prepared pan and spread out with a rubber spatula. Bake until the edges are set, about 30 minutes. Center will seem slightly underbaked and gooey. That's okay. Let it cool in a pan for 5 minutes before reviewing and allow it to cool completely. Once it's cool, slice and serve, and I might add, enjoy. And here's a good follow-up. Classic peanut butter cookies. 2.5 cups of all-purpose flour, 1 teaspoon of baking soda, 1/2 teaspoon of baking powder, 1/2 teaspoon of kosher salt, 1 cup, 2 sticks of butter softened, 1 cup granulated sugar, 1 cup of packed brown sugar, 2 large eggs, and 1 1/2 cups of creamy peanut butter. Directions. In a large bowl, whisk together flour, baking soda, baking powder, and salt. Use a stand or a hand mixer to beat butter and sugars on medium speed until they're very fluffy, about 2 minutes. Beat in eggs one at a time, mixing well after each addition. Add your peanut butter and continue mixing until the mixture is completely smooth and fluffy. That's about 2 to 3 more minutes. Then add the flour mixture in batches and continue mixing, scraping the sides of the bowl as you go. Refrigerate the batter for 1 hour. When you're ready to bake, preheat your oven to 350 degrees Fahrenheit and line 2 baking sheets with parchment. Drop tablespoons of dough on a prepared baking sheet about 2 inches apart, and using a fork, score the cookies with a crotch hatch pattern. Bake until golden, about 15 to 18 minutes. Transfer to a wire rack and let them cool before serving. And then I say, when they're ready, break out the milk, break out the cookies, and have at it. Boy. Last item on the list today is the remaining events on this season's schedule. May the 6th is the Outlaw Invitational. May 13, the end of the season dinner. And then May 24 through 29, the ABBA National Tournament in Cincinnati, Ohio, Northern Kentucky. You have been listening to this week's edition of Spare Times. The content of this program is intended for persons who are blind or print impaired. We hope that you have enjoyed it. This podcast is archived on the North Carolina Reading Service website, www.ncreadingservice.org, in the podcast section under newsletters. If you have any comments or questions, please call us at 919-832-5138. So long, until next time.